Hey guys, welcome back to Royal Cast, and tonight we have a couple of things we need to talk about, just some basic things, especially what happened yesterday, so let's get this shit started. Hey guys, so today I'm by myself, it's a lot going on, so we're gonna do this. Like, if you was awake yesterday at 8 o'clock, or 8:30, I think it was like 8:30 Eastern Time, you must be lit, because literally they dropped the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer, and that shit looks fucking hot. If you're not a Marvel fan, I don't know what to tell you. I am a Marvel fan. I do like DC and some certain X-Men. But Marvel has taken the cake for all their fucking movies. And if you haven't seen it in, like, order, there is an order for you to see all of these movies. It's not a what if, but nothing. But if you have seen the trailer, I'm not giving any spoilers. Go ahead and see the trailer before you listen to this. The trailer was fucking hot. It's literally fucking hot. And like today, literally, it's Wednesday. I'm doing this the same day because I needed to assess this trailer. So, the trailer, like Sony, we love you, but Sony, your Easter eggs are, or your editing skills, I don't know if you had to dish it on purpose or not, is ass. Because we, like, there is a part of the trailer where they're like three or four villains that were shown on the videos, and they're like looking at something that's not there. Y'all trying to hint to so much, but like, y'all editing skills is so bad. And on top of that, who the hell hit Lizard? Who hit Lizard? Because clearly there's nothing there. You're trying to mask it so bad, but it's so noticeable. My next thing, if they try to do the parallel of fucking MJ falling from the building and she dying, we have an issue. Because that's my bitch. I fucking love Zendaya. And if y'all trying to kill her, we fighting. A lot of people agreed with me. We are fucking fighting. That's one thing. And another thing, who is dying? Because I'm either choosing between Aunt May and Happy, and I do not want both of them to die, because I really love both of them, especially Happy. Happy is like, he is amazing. But then Aunt May, like, I'm kind of 50-50 with Aunt May, because mostly in all of the Superman verse, like, Superman worlds, literally, Aunt May, does Aunt May die? I don't remember. I think in one aspect she does die, and in another one she didn't die. I think she got a heart attack or something like that, but she was fine. But if she dies, we have an issue. It's like, there's so many fucking questions going around with just this trailer, and it's like, December 17 cannot come any faster, because I need it to come very much around the fucking corner. And on top of that, it's literally three hours and like 20 to 30 minutes, basically almost 4 hours. And who's gonna be staying to see the post credits? My dumbass, because Marvel likes to throw fucking Easter eggs at the end of the fucking credits. And who's gonna stay for that? Me, my dumbass, is gonna stay for that, because Marvel is bon appetit fucking fine as hell. And I can't wait for the movie. A lot of people already hyped to see it. We was already hyped when they discussed it, that the movie's coming out in December of this year. Last year, they said this shit. I was so hyped for this shit. And I like the way that a lot of people in Los Angeles, because they premiered it in a movie theater in Los Angeles, and Tom Holland came. I love that they praised him for the movie. He's right now one of my other favorites of Spider-Man. Number one will always be Tom Maguire, like Tobey Maguire, bon appetit. But he will be my second favorite, but he did an amazing fucking job, even though he can't keep secrets, you know, can't blame him. But he did an amazing job, and as like Spider-Man, role as Spider-Man, he did an amazing job, praise him. Go ahead, Tom Holland, and he did in fine as Zendaya, so he's winning in so many aspects that I'm like, okay. Tom, I need your luck because you're dating Zendaya and she fine as hell. Like, literally, she got my attitude. So, I love her. Next thing we're going to talk about, Animal Crossing. So, last time I told you guys, Animal Crossing came, I think it was like November 5th, the update. I literally that same day ran to my house and updated the shit and started playing the whole motherfucking night. Was that a mistake? No, because I love Animal Crossing. Yes, because I had to work the next day. But the game is fantastic. The cafe that they made, so beautiful. And the music that they have in the background makes you feel like you're in a motherfucking cafe. Every day I have to have a fucking coffee before I go anywhere and do anything with my little fucking animals. Next thing. So, if you know about Harvey's Island, where you do all your photos, apparently Mr. Harvey decided to open a Harvey Mall. I call it Harvey Mall because basically all of your animals that go to your, like, little village, island, whatever you want to call it, literally lives there now. Except for the days that they're, like, required to be on your island. But they live there. They added two new ones. Well, they're not new. They're kind of old because, like I said, this game is old. They just rebooted, I guess, and revamped it. And I remembered there was this, I don't know if she's like a panther, but she tells fortunes. Amazing. Beautiful. Like, I last time that I did play the game, like, a long time ago, she also used to take, check my fortune with my animal friends and everything. The graphics is so amazing. Now, we do have the old turtle. I keep forgetting his name. But the old turtle, he was, like, a mayor for, like, the certain city back in the day. But now they're putting him as, like, a little trailer for you to put all your stuff back into your storage at your house. It's like a good homage to him because he was the mayor of the whole entire place. Like, literally, you would speak to him only. And I think they bought Tom Nook after that. But, yeah, he's so cute. And, like, through the, like, there was, like, Halloween, kind of like Halloween or something like that. He wore a fucking mask. And yes, I time travel all the motherfucking time to see what the fuck they be popping up. But the thing that I didn't get so far is the second one, which is like the paradise one, which I will be getting this weekend. Like I said, guys, this thing is separate. The paradise thing is separate. It's $24.99. You can get it. Basically, you're gonna get an official job and another place. It's like a vacation home type of vibe. And you're required to, like, get the animals their dream vacation home. You can actually decorate it inside and out. They give you special, like, decorations. Oh, for the Animal Crossing, they do have new things. Number one thing they do have is new hairstyles. There's this girl named Harriet. You can go into the Harvey Island and the first thing you see is her there. You can sit down and she'll give you, like, new styles to add to the styles that they give you already, which is beautiful. I already got, like, two styles that I fucking love from her. And I think, what other special things? Okay, you get the food. Literally, now we have, like, potatoes, tomatoes, wheat, sugar cane, carrots, and do we have corn or something? And the basic, like, orange, cherries, peaches, apples, regular shit. But now, you can do a little fucking garden. I already did a garden. All that flower shit, gotta go. I literally sold mostly all my flowers in one area and made it into a fucking garden. One amazing. So, and, like, the one that sells it is mostly leaf. And, like, every Monday, he literally will pop up with, like, a couple of different vegetables you can get. And I time travel for that shit. But yeah, back to the paradise. Like I said, you are literally just getting an animal and seeing what they would like to redecorate and their home, like, stuff. Like, I've seen this YouTuber, her name is Vixella. I fucking love her vibe and her, like, aura shit. And literally, she was playing for 6 hours straight. I can't do that. I have shit to do. But literally, she had this animal who wanted to have, like, a reading home, and she decorated as a reading cozy home. So basically, like, home decoration, but on an island. Because you can choose multiple different types of island. There's dry, there's snowy, there's spring, summer, like, different types of island with different types of weather that any animal would want. So, and you get paid with pokies, I think pokies, something like that. And you can actually, like, buy furniture where you work at. Which, I gotta figure out if, like, you still can use the pokey money in your town. You can also have, like, different animals from your, like, island come and get a vacation home with them and decorate it for them. Which is so fucking cute. Like, this is so fucking cute. It's relaxing to me. It's like on my day off, I'd be literally on this shit. So, I don't know. If you guys want to play, want to become friends, let me know. Also, this week, I seen a lot on TikTok. It's going to be a long week due to the fact I think there's a moon shift, full moon, I'm not sure. But a lot of people are going to be drained from it. Thursday and Friday is good time to meditate and manifest anything you want and let it go. So manifesting will be one thing that we all should do. And, like, I think the most people that are going to be affected is a couple of signs. I don't remember what were they. Because I saw a video and it was telling me how, like, which sign is which. But if you are drained, that means you basically, your energy. Like, today, I felt so good today. I don't know why. I felt so great. Even though I slept a very long time. But, you know, shit happens. But yeah, anything could happen. Just make sure to meditate. If you have crystals, good to charge your crystals. Put a jar with water under the moonlight and then drink it the next day. You can also write your manifestations in a paper, put it under your pillow, and then after that, let it go. Like, anything that you do with manifestation, you need to let it go. You can put it out into the universe and just let it go. It will come to you when it wants to. Don't pay mind to it, just let it go. Another thing is, if you live in New York, it's going to be sucky for us next week because apparently it's going to drop. Even though I leave my house around like 5 something and it's like less than 40 degrees already. Yeah, bitch, be freezing in these streets. And my thing is, like, since the daylight saving shit started, literally I'd be leaving my house and it's pitch black dark. And now when I leave literally the train to turn around the corner to go to my job, like, to enter the building, it's daytime. I feel like I've been outside a whole day. I don't know if someone feels like that, let me know, because that's how I've been fucking feeling. But yeah, next week apparently it's going to be raining and a little bit of snowing. Yeah. I don't know about the snow part. I'm not a big fan, especially I have to travel far for my job. Like, snow? Nah. Ain't gonna do it. No. Not struggling. Like, it's really a struggle in the snow, especially in New York City. Ugh, annoying. Another thing, with the rain, I'm, like, fine, because I got an umbrella or, like, a hat, and I'll be fine. I don't give a fuck. But snow is a little bit struggling because you have to wear the boots and walking in the slush. And you have to, like, literally see if the fucking shit is not ice so you won't slip and die. So, yeah, that's what we're dealing with right now. Another thing. I don't know, there's like a lot of things going on. Like, I can't say it all at once. One thing is for sure, next week is Thanksgiving. Just know all the stores are going to pull out, even though already some stores are already pulling out with Christmas trees. And Christmas, I love Christmas. I do. But I love food. So, can't wait for Thanksgiving for the food. Because bitch love food. But yeah, other than that, after, like, literally the next day, which is Black Friday, would be everything motherfucking Christmas. Christmas trees, Christmas lights, hot chocolate with little Christmas sprinkles. I sound like the fucking Grinch, to be honest with you, but I fucking love the shit out of all of that. Like, literally, I would be buying marshmallows and hot chocolate and, baking cookies and shit. Putting on this shit. And if you haven't noticed, I have a new channel, which is Cat's World with a K. You can go ahead, check it out, and see that I put already my tree up. Because I'm that Hispanic, I put my tree up. But I'm not gonna lie, my job put it way further. Like, literally, it was October 31st. Next day, November 1st, tree was up already. So, I was like, if they could do it, then I can do it too. But yeah. Another thing, I do have a PS4. Which, highly updated, I still haven't played it because I'm waiting for World War Z. Someone bought it and they're going to give it to me, so I wanted to play that. Other than that, have I played anything else? Not really. I played Apex. That shit was deader than fucking dead because I tried to go into, the little matching shit. Literally was dead. Like, dead. Nobody was on it. It was, little people and I'm like, ugh. After that, still haven't played. I have played Call of Duty, the zombie version. If you haven't seen a pattern, I really love zombies. Like, I really fucking love zombies. And like the CD says, anything is possible, especially they have fucking a zombie preparation. Why you have that? Why the fuck you have zombie preparation on CDC in it, high in it? It's always updated. Every single time I see this shit, it's always updated. Why? What you trying to tell us? And this is why I bought bow and arrow and some knives. Because I don't trust these people. So. And another thing. I did see on I saw a video on TikTok of military people. Literally having a meeting. For zombie preparation. Why? You definitely not telling us. First of all, it took you that long to say aliens are real. With proof and shit. What y'all trying to do? Trying to fuck up this world. We just trying to live our life and y'all trying to make it miserable as shit. With fucking zombies. Even though I'm prepared, I'm waiting for it. Like, bow and arrow, shot to the head. Period. Yeah. Another thing. This week, I worked with this company this is like my second time working with them. They're fucking amazing. They're called Dozier. If I butcher someone's name, I'm sorry. I have that habit. But this is a perfume company. Literally, this is not sponsored. I just fucking love them. Because I am like so fucking sensitive to any fucking highly smell. Hence why I only go for like smooth body sprays. Because perfume, they be too strong. I don't know why. Why you gotta be that strong? Be smooth. Whatever. So, yeah. This company decided to send me, to do a video and send me this shit. Amazing. I like the aquatic coconut. I wear that shit every fucking day. It's been like a couple of months and I still have some. Why? 1-2 spray. I'm not the type of person to be washing my whole self with a perfume bottle. That's too much. 2 sprays is fucking highly enough. I don't get a headache. And they're fucking good because they're $29. And if you want, it could be a bundle for like $59, which is good. And right now they're having a sale. So you guys, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, go ahead and shop until your fucking heart desires. I know we getting paid this weekend. Girl, shop. But my ass gotta buy Christmas presents, so I got a budget. But yeah, they have a lot of different scents. Their bottle is very good. Right now they have 3 for 69, 4 for 87, and 5 bottles for 99 with 20 to 30% off Black Friday sale. Go ahead and cop yourself some. Everything will be in the description below. But they're very good, and like, they're vegan free, cruelty free, paraben free. They're a really good brand. You guys should check it out. Like I said, this is not sponsored. Also, on another note, I started to like get another sketchbook. This is like my 20th sketchbook. Why do I want to put myself through with this shit? Because I love art. Do I love going through the process? Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I enjoy it. It's relaxing. But sometimes I get archery block. Just let's say I get a block from art and then be like, what the fuck am I gonna do? Like, I literally can't take a picture of anything, draw it, but then I forget what to do next. I go to Pinterest and, like, I don't feel it. I don't know what's wrong. And then it takes a period of me not doing anything and then get that art pump back, I guess you can say that. So, right now, I am in an art pump. Literally got a whole new notebook, well, sketchbook, stickers and shit. So, yeah, and I got new pens. This TikToker had these pens, and they're like the gel ink pens. Fucking amazing. I already got stabbed by one. Didn't know the pen was there and hurt like a motherfucking bitch. But we're gonna keep it like that. But yeah, I don't know. There's not a lot of things that I want to say this week. I'm just like more excited for the Spider-Man fucking trailer. And the fact that Doctor Strange is gonna be next year. Yo, the sequels for this fucking Phase 4 for Marvel is a fucking art. And I praise Kevin. I don't know his last name. But I praise Kevin, the director of the whole entire shit. Mr. Stan Lee should be happy. Because they're doing a whole masterpiece with his work. So, yeah, I think I'm gonna end this right now on a short note. Because I do have a lot of stuff to do. And it's 8 o'clock. And I haven't eaten, so we're gonna shorten out here, and I'll probably see you guys next Wednesday, probably, maybe, I'm not fucking sure, let's see how I feel, but yeah, I see you guys next week, don't forget to follow, you can also comment on Apple Podcasts, this podcast is every Wednesday at 11 p.m. at night. Don't forget that I have a new channel, Cat's World with a K. You could go ahead, check it out, subscribe. New stuff will be coming up for the online store, so you guys can go ahead and check it out in the description below. And I'll catch you guys next week. Deuces.